USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in Europe for a NATO summit meeting that marks the 70th anniversary of the alliance. Impeachment, though, very much on the minds of reporters who followed him. After meeting today with the Secretary General of NATO, the President again defended his conversations with the President of Ukraine, which is at the root of the impeachment inquiry back home. The President says Democrats are doing a disservice to America.
They've wasted a lot of time. We're trying to get prescription drugs reduced very substantially. We could do it easily. They don't have any time to do anything.
Meanwhile, the House Intelligence Committee's impeachment report will be released to the public today, detailing findings from its probe into whether the president did try to pressure Ukraine to investigate political rivals. It would next go to the House Judiciary Committee, which could draw up articles of impeachment against him. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
95-year-old former President Jimmy Carter hospitalized again in Georgia. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
He's being treated for a urinary tract infection, the Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president.
Jury selection scheduled to start today in the defamation lawsuit trial of Elon Musk, the founder and CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, being sued by a British cave explorer who helped rescue a dozen boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand last year. Vernon Unsworth suing Musk after the billionaire entrepreneur called him a pedo guy on Twitter. Yesterday, an L.A. federal court judge ruled that lawyers can ask potential jurors if they have strong opinions about billionaires. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The very latest now on the impeachment inquiry as it moves from the House Intel Committee to the House Judiciary Committee. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump says he will not send representation to Wednesday's impeachment proceedings before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee. And former Whitewater independent counsel Robert Ray tells Fox Business that's the right move to make for the president.
I think the White House counsel has it right. I mean, that's what I would have done. I don't see any reason to be participating in something that is a foregone conclusion and on a timetable of 2 weeks where they're not interested in hearing from the president's witnesses in any event. And this thing is going to start with witnesses who are law professors. I don't doubt that they will be Hooray Henrys to the Democratic impeachment effort to talk about the fact that this is a clear case.
A judge dismissing a lawsuit against Rhode Island's new bill protecting abortion rights. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Superior Court Judge Melissa Darrigan dismissing the lawsuit that had been filed on behalf of the Catholics for Life Advocacy Group and some other activists last week. A lawyer for the plaintiffs say the decision will be appealed to the state Supreme Court. The Reproductive Privacy Act, signed by Governor Gina Raimondo in June, served to codify the privacy rights guaranteed by the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Roe v. Wade case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.